Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
One Breakfast Show, nine playlists. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Barrell here, and for Dave Berry, Matt Dyson, if you can stop thinking about Emma's husband for just 1 second and have a look at your show plan. Right, get your show plan out.
I've
got it in front of you.
I've seen it.
Oh, yeah?
Very excited about what's coming up at half seven.
7:35, baby.
Yes.
It's back. Five celebrities, £5.
They tried to ban it. They did ban it for a while.
They did ban it. You remember they banned it?
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
Time, wasn't
yeah.
It? Yeah.
The boss said it was so excruciating, didn't ever want to hear it again.
And such was the clamour from the fans that came back.
Why did you pretend, like, put it all in inverted commas, like, speech like that?
There are a lot of fans of...
They are real fans.
Yeah, they are.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, who cares, even if they don't want us to do it, we're doing it. 7:35, five celebrities at £5. Before that, your chance to win £250 to spend at Wix. Details on the way.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
One Breakfast Show, nine playlists. Just played the Cardigans on the main Absolute Radio station on Naughty's. Bit of 50 Cent to start off your day. You're welcome.
Very nice.
Get all of our radio stations on our free app right now. It's Ben Barrell in for Dave Berry on the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. And I want to speak about Wix, Matt.
Yeah.
Our friends with DIY benefits. Wix top flooring and tile offers are on right now for hard wearing and low maintenance tiles. Why not go to the Wix Everest stone porcelain wall and floor tile? That's your go-to, isn't it?
Oh, always, yeah. Listen to some 50 Cent and then go to Wix to get some Everest stone porcelain wall and floor tile, yeah.
Or why not go for the Elderwood medium grey oak laminate flooring for a quick and easy fit? I have laid some flooring recently.
Yeah.
It wasn't from Wix, I'm disappointed to say. It was so difficult,
so difficult.
I should have gone to Wix. I was a fool. There's not one near me, though. Plus, you can get all the added extras like grout and adhesives at Wix right now. Shop in store or download the app. To celebrate all things flooring and tiles, we're giving away a Wix gift card worth £250 as we play Gimme the Punchline. Matt, how does Gimme the Punchline work?
Well, Ben, I don't know about you, but I think that hard wearing and low maintenance sound like the punchline to a joke. So this morning we'll set them up and you'll knock them down. We're looking for two callers to come on air to give us the punchline, quite literally. Whoever gets the highest number of punchlines corrects will win. It's as simple as that, Benji Buzzer.
Don't ever call me that again. So if you fancy winning the Wix gift card worth £250, give me a call right now at 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215 if you want £250 to spend at Wix. All your T's and C's are online, and we will close the lines at when, producer Mark?
6:43 this morning.
Give us a call right now. 0330 123 1215.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Wix have everything you need to complete your home and garden project. Shop in store or through the Wix app.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
6:45 on Friday morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Good morning. I'm worried about this, Matt Dyson. Good luck, everyone. It's Ben Barrow here for Dave Berry. And right now, we want to give you a £250 Wix gift card. We're playing a game called Gimme the Punchline. We've got two callers right now. We'll set them up and they'll knock them down. Whoever correctly guesses the amount of punchlines will win the £250 Wix gift card. On line number one is Brad. Brad, good morning, mate.
Morning, Ben. Morning, team.
Morning, Brad.
Brad, where are you right now? What are you up to today? Tell us all.
I'm in Carlisle and we're fixing some gas pipes.
Yes. Is this in a commercial property or a private property? Tell us all.
A main road.
Oh, proper gas pipes.
Street.
I see.
Street gas pipes.
Lights up, causing me a hem.
Nice.
Oh, I love it. More chaos, I say. Okay, so Brad's on line number one. Line number two is Andy. Andy, good morning, mate.
Good morning. You all right?
We're good, thank you. Yeah, what are you up to today and where are you, Andy?
I'm just, I mean, Kent. Gillian.
Gillian. Oh, very nice.
I'm just starting the day.
Yeah. Okay, being very non-specific. You won the run, any chance? Okay, we'll ask no more, don't worry. All right, let's start with Brad on line number one. Brad, you're up first. Are you ready?
Yep, ready.
All right, we're going to give you the setup. Just give us the punchline. There's three jokes each for this. Best of luck, Brad. Joke number one. Why did the chicken go to the seance?
Why did the chicken go to the seals?
Seance, as in, you know, like... trying to contact the I can't really say too much more. Yeah. Any ideas at all?
Yeah, like to do a Ouija board sort of.
Yeah, like, you know, trying to talk to the spirits. Any ideas? I'm going to have to push you for time.
Why did the chicken go to the psychic?
Yeah.
The seance.
See the future?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Okay, that's not... No punchline there. Number two. I told you it's going to be difficult. Number two.
To get to the other side was the answer.
To get to the other side was the answer, yeah. Number two. What do you call a Shetland pony with a cough?
Here we go.
Well, this is hard, this, mine.
I mean, they're small, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Small and like another.
Why did the Shetland pony go to see what?
Why did the Shetland pony... what do you call a Shetland pony with a cough?
What do you call a Shetland pony with a cough? These are rock solid, these, mate.
Yeah, it's hard.
Straight out of Matt Dyson's joke book, these, mate. Don't diss them. I'm going to have to push you for time.
A donkey.
The answer was a little horse.
Yes.
See?
A little horse.
It's a classic.
Okay. Yeah. Not the best joke in the world, I don't think. All right, let's see if we can get this one. Third and final joke. What did the pirate say when he turned 80?
What did the pirate say when he turned 80? Oh my God, this is unbelievable.
This is the hardest one, I think.
Brad. Is that your final answer?
Yep.
Oh, that's not right, is it, Matt Dyson? What was the punchline to that?
I matey.
I'm not all right, Brad.
I guess.
Stuck on none, mate. I'm sorry about that. Let's see if Andy can better you.
Could go to a tie break, nil-nil, so don't worry too much, Brad.
Andy, you ready for your jokes, mate?
Yeah, I don't know if I can do much better, to be honest.
All right, well, we'll see. Joke number one. What is an astronaut's favourite key on the keyboard?
His indicator's on.
The indicator. The what, sorry?
God, astronaut's favourite key on the keyboard.
On the keyboard, The ticking of your indicator light is sort of my life slowly ticking away. I'm going to have to push you, Andy.
Hashtag, I don't know.
No, it was, of course, the space bar.
Oh, for God's sake, yeah.
Very
keyboard for about 20 years.
Joke number two. Why did the yoghurt go to the art exhibition?
Why do yoghurt go to the art exhibition? I told you I'm not going to be any better.
No. Just give it a go.
I'm going to have to push you now.
I don't know, fromage fries?
That's not right, is it, Matt Dyson? What's the punchline?
Because it was cultured, yeah.
Because it was cultured, yeah. That's right, yeah. Okay, here we go. Joke number three. I believe you can get this, Andy. What is Forrest Gump's password? What is Forrest Gump's password? I mean, just think of the famous lines.
Yeah, maybe. It's a sort of reworking of a...
I'm sweating.
Famous lines.
Password.
By the way, we do have the news in 9 minutes, so...
Give me 9 minutes, then.
I'm going to have to ask you for an answer, Andy. What is Forrest Gump's password?
It's a good name for the podcast, if nothing else. Forrest Gump's
password. You know what? I can't...
It's nigh on impossible, really, I think.
Okay, listen, Matt, what was the right answer? What was the punchline we were looking
one
for?
One Forrest one.
Oh, my. These are solid.
It doesn't even work, I don't think, Matt. One Forrest one.
All right, well, listen, you're both... You're both back in play. I feel knackered. Off air, we asked you a tiebreak question. How many shows are there at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival this year? That famous comedy festival where, of course, many jokes happen. I'm going to say all the jokes happen there are better than the ones we have said this morning. The actual answer was how many, Matt?
I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, how many shows the Edinburgh Festival? This is going so well. 2,074 was the amount of shows at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival this year. Brad said 100. Andy said 250, which means, Andy, you have the £250 Wiggs gift card. Andy, congratulations. What are you going to spend the money on at Wiggs? Do you need to do anything up at the house or anything like that?
Do you know what? I'm desperate for a new lawnmower.
New lawnmower. You got a new...
I don't feel like I deserve it. I really don't.
Well, you know, it's fine. You got a new lawnmower. All you had to do was sit through 5 minutes of excruciating radio to get it. Congratulations, Andy. Thank you so much for playing. Wick's top flooring and tile offers are now on for hard-wearing and low-maintenance tiles. Why not go for the Wick's Everestone porcelain wall and floor tile or go for the Elderwood medium grey oak laminate flooring for a quick and easy fit? Just shop in-store or download the app right now. I'm going to go for a lay down.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
7:10 on Friday morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Matt Dyson, what's happening on the socials?
Loads of stuff going on. Liam Gallagher's dyed his hair blonde.
Oh, yeah.
Eric Cantona's filmed himself on a slide, if you want to listen to that. Just him coming down that sort of helter-skelter type slide. Close up on his face.
What is it? Is this it?
Yeah, you can hear
what's going on? Breathing.
And then he gets up. He's quite old now.
What is this?
It's Eric Cantona. Eric Cantona on a slide.
It's one of the weirdest things you've ever played out. A man panting.
Possibly better with the visuals, to be honest. There's clams in a Tesla. Have you seen that?
No, but tell me more. I'm intrigued.
This was a story on a neighbourhood Facebook page in the States, in Ithaca. Someone saw a Tesla. It had multiple things on the dashboard to hold mobile phones. So those little holders that you with suction cups that stick to the windscreen. But instead of phones in all four of the different things, it had cans of clams. Like tuna, cans of tuna size tins, but with clams in them. No one knows why they would be stuck in a car.
I think we should
so
investigate.
Weird.
I think this is
so weird.
This calls for a Matt Dyson investigates.
Tins, if I find out more, I'll let you know, but it's very strange. And then there's Stretch Armstrong filled with water from a hose pipe. That's quite an amazing video. It's doing the rounds on TikTok. And then there's this whole
Can
thread.
I just
on...
say, producer March went,
it's so good.
Like it was a great song from your youth.
It goes so big.
What
it's
a classic.
Unbelievable how much.
It Stretch Armstrong, what? Sorry?
Those Stretch Armstrong toys. Yeah. With water from a hose pipe and they go massive.
Is that what you do in your spare time, Mark?
So all the hype beasts are doing it, they're on TikTok doing that, and then there's a thread of singing Antipodean politicians, which is quite big in the moment. It was an accidental partridge highlighted this one yesterday. It's a Kiwi politician called Christopher Luxon, who was doing a TV news, this is during a TV news interview, right? He was being celebrated with his own puppet in a local pub in the Hall of Fame there, and he during a TV interview he stopped and started playing music on his phone and singing. So here he is in action in New Zealand.
There's this one, it's called Bills by Lunch Money Lewis, one of my favourite songs.
This was his walk-on music.
So I'm walking on to this, right? Yeah, good catchy intro, I think. And sums up how New Zealanders are feeling across this country.
Sounds like a Flight of the Conchords singing.
Yes.
I've got to pay.
He's singing to music on his phone.
Every day.
Imagine seeing that on Sky News.
I love it.
I've got to feed. See, isn't it perfect?
You sung it better, Matt.
Yeah. Well, yes, it's true. Yeah, I think producer Mark's digging that out. Hopefully not. But it is more accidental Murray from Flight of the Conchords, really, isn't it? Or Gervais. There was another one from 10 years ago, which is like, this is ancient social ammo from an Australian politician who also started singing and playing music during a TV news interview. Right? This one was even weirder. He just stopped talking. They were talking about the carbon tax coming in, and in Wyala in Australia, this minister for trade on TV news in Australia, he stopped the interview and some music started playing and no one knew what was going on, and then this happened.
Oh, No why I'll I wipe out there on my TV. No why I'll I wipe out
what
there
is going
on my
on?
TV. No why I'll I wipe out there on my TV. Shocking me right out of my brain. Shocking me right out of my brain.
What? Do these people think
he'd arrange for speakers to be set up to play which a song by the Skyhooks from the 1970s in Australian rock? And he just starts singing about it with his own reworked lyrics. It's bizarre.
Is this how I think they're going to win our votes?
Why I'll wipe out there on my TV. No, why I'll wipe out there on my TV.
I suppose we have a lot of politicians dancing here. But
Theresa May
singing.
Doing Dancing Queen is nothing compared to that.
No.
It's just amazing, isn't it? I've never seen anything like it. I'll share it anyway so you can have a look at it for yourself in full, the full gory details. You'll be talking about it later, possibly, and I've saved your data.
Just before we move on.
He's found it.
You've got bills. We gotta pay. You got to text 8-12-15 today.
Lots these vocals are double tracked, aren't they?
They were, yeah.
Wow.
Harmonizing, mate.
So here I am with the five financial treats.
Ooh.
Go.
Your finest work, I think.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
One Breakfast Show, nine playlists. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. My name's Ben Burrell. Good morning. Dave's off for today on Monday, so you got me. And whenever I'm on, Matt, I like to treat you all, don't I?
Yes, you do.
I like to treat you with something I call Five Celebrities, £5. Ooh. Very much the budget version of Five Words, £5,000.
Yeah.
Some would say more lovable version.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wasn't sure whether it would happen after the £5,000 went earlier in the week with Emma. Amazing performance.
I think, if anything, the £5 is more exciting than giving away the £5,000.
Can I say, amazing performance from you on that, Emma, and
thank
on
you.
The team challenge as
yes.
well. I'm still recovering from Matt. Matt just screwed his face over that.
I didn't look good compared to Emma in that way. I didn't really put the work in.
It was so impressive. But despite the fact Five Words has gone, we're still doing Five Celebrities, £5. And we want you to play this morning. If you want to get involved, then please just text CELEB to 81215 and we will give you a call back. Just text CELEB and nothing else to 81215. We'll give you a ring. Matt, this is very similar to Five Words, £5,000, isn't it? Obviously less prize money, it being only £5, and more celebrity-based.
Yes, you get a first name and then you have to correctly match up the surnames.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
So like Tony...
Ben. Yeah.
Roger...
Moore.
Yeah.
There we go. That's it.
Sydney...
Poitier.
Yeah. Yes. That's exactly what I was going for in my head.
That's the sort of vibe we're going for.
Yeah. If you want to play... You're so highbrow, aren't you? Tony, Ben, Sydney, Poitier. If you want to play...
They're my go-to guys. Yeah, I can't help it.
If you want to play Five Celebs, then just text CELEB to 81215 right now. We can get you on, and you could be winning £5 this morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Garden needs some TLC? Wix has a great range of exterior paints to bring it back to life. From masonry paint to fence treatment and decking stain. Shop in store today.
7:35 on Friday morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show.
Five celebrities, £5.
Absolute Radio.
Early this week, we had a winner on Five Words, £5,000. That competition is old news. Boring. Who cares about it? It's time for the headline act now. Five Celebs, £5 is back. It's been quite a long hiatus for this, actually.
Yeah,
it's good to have it back.
It's a collector's item. If
it
you're
is
up
very
this
much.
Listening to this. Lucky you.
You're right. Yeah, sure. You know, the normal people, right? The general public, they want Five Words, £5,000. But the real cool hipsters.
Yeah, the connoisseurs.
Yeah, they want Five Celebs, baby. And it is back. This is very similar to Five Words, £5,000. We'll give you the name of, the first name rather, of five very famous people. All you have to do is match all five celebrity names with a team member to win £5. Yeah. Playing this morning is Ed. Ed, good morning, mate.
Good morning, Matt. Morning, team.
Morning.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks.
Ed, we're intrigued by your job. You make clothes for a living, is that right? I heard you on the phone to producer Mark Offer. He said something about latex. Tell us more.
We make clothes out of latex for anyone who wants to buy them.
Oh, okay. Is this for, like, the general public, celebrities?
Literally anyone who we have done some celebrities, so I can't name names. But yeah, there are for public appearances, by the way, not, you know.
Okay. How well you put that in a very broadcastable way. Thank you.
I'm not trying to I'm not trying to drop anyone in it.
Let's move on.
Yeah, anyone who visits the website and places an order.
Okay, all right. And what's the website?
Catalystlatex.co.uk.
Okay, all right. I'll place a little order for Matt Dyson in moments then. All right, let's see. Or just before we find out who you're going to play with this morning, how would you spend the whole £5 if you won it, Ed?
Well, it's not quite enough to take my mum on holiday, so I'll probably just treat myself to a meal deal down at Tesco's.
Everyone says that. It's always the meal deal, isn't it? Okay, let's run the random name generator and see who you're playing with this morning.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Glenn
Moore.
Don't be Glenn.
Emma Jones.
Emma Jones!
Oh, yes.
Five-words champion.
Yeah, the current champion.
Back in play.
Yeah. Please remove yourself from the booth of truth, the news booth, Emma. Off she pops. Okay, she's taking her time. All right, Ed, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, best of luck, mate.
Thank you.
So, as I said, five first names. You just give me surnames. Hopefully we'll match yours with Emma. Okay, name number one. Margot.
Robbie.
Yes.
Yeah. Any orders from Margot? Coming your way? Name number two, Danny.
Dyer.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah, I was going to go Boyle, but yeah, Dyer's probably better.
I nearly did.
I think Dyer's better. Name number three, Liz.
Liz Hurley.
Yeah, you've got to go Hurley, haven't you?
I was thinking Truss. I think Jones might go Truss. Topical.
Yeah. She's. Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
God, I'm glad I got Emma.
Name true. Number four, James.
Oh, I'm going to have to say Earl Jones, and I know she's not going to get it, but I don't care.
James Earl Jones. Earl Jones. Quite an obscure that's, James, I suppose. Yeah. It's a good one, yeah. I like
it. Not obscure.
Ed's put you in your place twice
well,
now,
yeah,
Matt.
To be
I'm
fair,
it.
You know, on Danny, I would have said Danny Blanchflower, the Tottenham goalkeeper. So, yeah, I'm having a great day.
Fifth and final name, Ryan.
Gosling.
Gosling. Oh, you've got to go Gosling. You've got to go Gosling.
It's a good start. It's a solid end.
That is a solid, solid start, a solid end. Ed, nice one. Stay there. We'll see if you can match those names with Emma Jones next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Paint, flooring, tiles, garden essentials and more besides. Whatever you need, Wix has got it covered. Shop now in-store or through the Wix app.
Be house proud with Wix.
Hello to Mickey on Twitter, who says, just lovely to have it back. Hello to Dr. Heather Short, who says, my favourite feature ever. Oh, we are doing Five Celebs, £5 at the moment. Before we do get back to that, slight clarification, apology and correction from you, Matt
fans.
Dyson.
Yeah, my Blanchflower gaffe. He wasn't a goalkeeper, was he? I've just always thought of him as a goalkeeper. He was a central defender, of course, wasn't he?
Well, yeah, I think defensive midfielder, central
days
defender.
For you, yeah, for Spurs fans, yeah, so sorry about fans. That.
If my dad heard this, but he refused to listen to me. Okay. If my dad heard it, he would be furious. He would be furious.
Let's talk more into that. He never hears your work.
I don't talk about it, mate. No, they listen religiously and often pick me up on stuff I've done wrong. Anyway, thank you for that clarification, Matt Dyson. Let's get back to Five Celebs, £5, and welcome back Ed to the show. Ed, I thought that went really well, didn't it?
Yeah, I'm happy.
Okay, we'll see. We'll see if we can match your names with Emma Jones. Emma, what did you do whilst Ed was giving his answers?
I made some porridge for my breakfast.
Oh, good to know. Okay, you ready for the celeb names?
Yeah.
Okay. What you got in your porridge?
What have I got in it?
Yeah.
Just porridge.
Just plain porridge.
Plain. Oats and milk.
Yeah, oh, mate, come on.
Not a hint of any sweetness at all.
Disappointing.
It's like gruel.
It's like gruel, yeah.
Okay, let's move on.
I'm not quite sure why we're so angry at you for your breakfast, but we are. Okay, name number one. Margot.
Robbie.
Yes.
There's only one, isn't there?
There's only one Margot.
Yeah.
Name number two. Danny.
Dyer.
Yes.
Coming in.
The washing machine, yeah.
Name number three. feel free to go old school with this. Liz.
Oh. I mean,
you know, just big, big cultural figure and all.
An old school Liz.
Yeah, not too old school. Like, you know, I'd say like the 90s. Yeah. 90s, early noughties.
The one that's on the tip of my tongue at the moment is Liz Truss.
Well, you know.
That's what I said you'd say, yeah.
What was it?
Is that your final answer, Liz Truss? Oh, no.
I'm so sorry. What was it? The only old school other Liz that I could think of was the Queen.
Her Majesty. No, Liz Hurley is what Ed went for.
All
right, let's see if we can get 4 out of 5. So James was the next one.
James.
If you're not going to get Hurley, you're not going to get this.
Cameron.
No, James Earl Jones is what Ed went for.
Oh.
And finally, I think you might get this, Ryan.
Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, of course.
Yes.
3 out of 5. Ed, sorry we can't give you £5, but it was a pleasure to have you on. Even if just, you know, you just taking Matt Dyson apart on air, it was lovely to hear earlier.
Thanks, guys.
All right, cheers, mate. Thank you very much for that. We'll do 5 Celebs again on Monday.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here, and for Dave, it's a Friday. We hope you're doing all right. Matt, do you remember in the playground at school when, like, you would get these outrageous claims from, like, schoolmates who'd be like, you know ice cream? My dad invented it. Do you know what I mean? They'd always say stuff like that.
Yeah,
you'd always be a little bit, like, confused as whether it was true or not.
Shinny reckon.
Shinny reckon, yes! We used to say that. I didn't know if that was a well-established thing that people said. Shinny reckon. Well, yesterday we had a little bit of a chinny reckon in the Absolute Radio office, right? Someone, I can't name their name, right? Someone in this building, right? They don't work for Absolute Radio, so don't try and guess who.
Right.
But someone in this building reckons they invented the Segway.
Oh.
Not the little...
Not the ride on
no,
two wheels.
Not the transport thing. The thing, like, when, like, you play two songs back-to-back.
Yes, and they're, you know, cross-faded.
DJs do it sometimes, don't they? Like, they'll talk over the back of a song and be like, happy birthday to blah, 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 and the song will finish and they'll play the next song straight away. We also do it on the radio too. Like, for example... Oh, that's not right music, is it? That's not going to work at all. Like, for example, we play a song and then you hear Matt Berry going, Absolute Radio, and then another song plays. That is the segue. Right, there is a DJ that works in this building that claims they invented it. Right, after going to the toilet once, right, and then not being able to get back in the studio and someone else just playing the record for them. That's a big claim, isn't it? I feel like people
surely
have...
Surely that happened on the first ever music radio broadcast, there was a segue, surely.
Yeah, but I feel like ever since music has happened, someone's just gone, play two songs in a row.
Not
that.
To leave a gap.
No. So we want to hear this morning about you. Do you claim to have invented something, or is there someone in your life who has claimed to invent something? 8-12-15 to text, tweet at Absolute Radio. We want some chinny reckons on the show this morning. That's what we're trying to say. Matt, do you have this in your life, or have you yourself invented something?
I'm pretty sure I did invent the cupcake hack.
I think you say cupcakes, full stop then.
The sandwich hack.
What do you mean?
I think I showed it you once, Emma, as well. And then I invented it about 15 years ago. You take the sponge bottom bit off a cupcake and put it on top of the buttercream to create a sandwich. It's less messy. You don't get buttercream in your moustache and all that stuff.
Right.
It's a much better way to eat the cupcake.
When do you think you invented this?
There's people on TikTok saying, here's this new hack for cupcake. I'd say about 15 years ago I invented
15
it.
Years? Now everyone's catching up.
I'd never seen it anywhere before. Until I invented it.
You're a trailblazer, aren't you?
I am.
Incredible.
Yeah. Changing the way people eat cakes.
It's a bold claim. Emma Jones, what about you?
I think I invented having jam with peanut butter. Everyone's jumping on that bandwagon now, but I've been
doing it for
years. Everyone's doing it.
PB&J.
Come on.
What did you both say? What? I've never heard that before.
Very American thing.
What did you say?
I mean,
PB&J.
It was even in a song.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to fade you both down. Sorry to lose you. Never want to hear that again. PB&J. What have you both become? Listen, it's just me and you now, listener. It's going to be okay. We're going to get through this together. 8-12-15 to text. What do you claim to have invented? Have you invented something? Has someone in your life invented something? Let us know the details, please. 8-12-15. PB&J.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
20 past 8 on Friday morning. You are listening to the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here playing the role of Dave Berry. Good morning. Emma, I just thought you should have put some PB&J in your porridge.
Yes.
Oh, that would really bring it to life.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
We want to hear what you have claimed to invent this morning, or someone you know has claimed to invent, 8, 12, 15, or invented, I should say. Anne's just sent through this, a little, like, screenshot of an article that says, Sir Roger Moore invented the Magnum ice cream.
Oh, yeah, I think I've heard that one before, yeah.
This is according to a family friend. Apparently, yeah. The James Bond actor suggested Walls create a chocolate-covered ice cream in an interview in the 1960s. He later received a call from the company's boss and was sent a real-life version of the product. That's amazing.
I don't know about a real-life version. I'd want a cut of the profits for the rest of my life.
But it's like a choc ice, wasn't it? But the choc ice has existed.
Yeah.
But I think Roger Moore said, why not put it on a stick?
That's right. Moore had the vision to put it on the stick, didn't he?
To the next level.
Let's speak to Carla, who's on line number one. Carla, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Ben. Morning, team.
Morning.
Good morning. What have you or someone you know claimed to have invented?
My friend at uni claimed that she invented the phrase late as potatoes.
I wouldn't claim that.
What?
what's the history behind this?
I was just going out, like, just leaving the house, and late as potatoes, everyone. She was like, I invented that. Late as potatoes.
And
I
did she?
I
was
like, no,
was there a story behind it? Did she talk about how it came to her one day?
She did not elaborate on it at all.
She didn't work in a crisp factory or anything.
She just said she invented it, and I do not believe her.
Well, there was a moment when everyone was saying it, so yeah. If you were the originator of that, fair play. Yeah.
What was your friend's name? Yeah. Sorry, I missed that. Did you say her name?
My friend was Evie.
Evie, okay. Well, Evie, if you're listening, we smell a rat. Cara, thank you for that. I tell you what, layers potatoes.
Layers potatoes.
I feel like she said it through gritted teeth there. 8, 12, 15 to get involved with this.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Wix have everything you need to complete your home and garden projects. Shop in store or through the Wix app.
Don't be house barrassed. Be house proud with Wix.
8:35 on Friday morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Morning, it's Ben Burrell here for Dave Berry. Oh dear, I've just seen this from Di. I've got news for you, Emma, and it's all bad. Peanut butter and jelly, brackets jam, has been a staple on Sesame Street since the early 70s.
Well, I was around before that. No, not really.
Egg on your face. Peanut butter and jelly on your face. You've probably heard... Oh, actually, Matt Dyson, I'm going to hand over to you because I've just seen a corker that you want to do.
It's amazing. It's anonymous, unfortunately, but it says, I invented wearing no socks with a suit. I forgot my socks on a trip to Tokyo in 2009 and had to go sockless. I turned heads everywhere I went, as Tokyo is a fashion capital and the trend went global. And you still see them today.
I wouldn't be proud of that.
It's not a great look, personally, I don't believe.
You started something awful.
Amazing. He invented the suit and no socks.
Mm. Have you ever gone suit and no socks?
No, never.
I think you could pull it off, actually.
I don't think so.
This says, I reckon I invented dipping your McDonald's fries into your milkshake. Ooh, started when I was 5. I'm now 47, says Richard Plaster.
Yeah, I
mean, the dates do match up. We'll probably investigate further. It says, my grandpa was an American GI in the army. I love this one because this is exactly what you'd hear in the playground. It's always like someone's granddad or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
He was an American GI in the army, and in World War One, he invented sun visors, says Hale in Manchester.
Yeah.
More, please. Outrageous claims to inventions, 8, 12, 15 to text.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Wix have a huge range of garden essentials like decking, fencing, trellis, plus lawn care, watering cans and loads more. Shop in store or download the app.
Don't be house barrassed. Be house proud with Wix.
Outrageous claims to inventions. Talk to me. 8, 12, 15 to text. Tweet at Absolute Radio. Some amazing ones coming in. I invented wearing the collar up on a polo shirt in the 90s. I was doing it for 6 months, then David Beckham did it and everyone copied, says Phil. You're right, it went Phil Beckham the world.
Yeah. I'm sure Cantona started it on his Man United shirt.
God, he looked good, didn't he?
Yeah, he looked great.
That was so good.
I thought Phil started it.
Sorry, Phil Beckham, Cantona the world. So that's how it goes. Kirsten is on line number one. Kirsten, good morning.
Good morning.
Is this an invention from you or someone in your family, someone you know?
It's my boyfriend.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
What's your boyfriend's name?
Baz.
Baz, okay. Baz, and what what did Baz claim to have invented?
The selfie.
Okay. Oh, no. Bold claim. What's his reasoning for this?
Freakishly long arms. And back in the 90s, when we were teenagers, he would take a disposable camera. He'd hold it at arm's length and photograph himself and then got all his friends to come in on the photo as well.
Because of his freakishly long arms. How long are they? How long are these arms? How long are we talking?
You know, I've never measured them.
Like Mr. Manling.
Yeah, like Stretch Armstrong. Second mention of Stretch Armstrong on the show today. Quite incredible.
Yeah.
That's a bold claim. I think, though, didn't one of the Beatles take selfie in the
60s? They say, isn't it? They were the first people to ever take a picture of themselves.
Yeah, kiss it. I'm not calling Baz a liar, but it does seem to predate his long arms, if you don't mind me saying. Do you believe him? Are you backing him on this, or are you in many ways throwing him to the dogs by being on the show this morning?
He's just gone to work, but I do know because I was there in the 90s, so I saw evidence, and we've got photos as well. We've got
lots of course.
Photos. Okay, all right. So Kirsten's backing Baz.
Sounds legit, to be fair.
Sounds legit. All right, Kirsten.
Is he using his long arms in his chosen career? Is he like a shelf stacker or something?
We should be, though, maybe. He's very good if you're in the supermarket for getting things off the top shelf.
I know that pain, being 6'3". All right, Kirsten, thank you very much. Give our love to Baz. Give our love to his long arms as well. Thank you for being on the show this morning. 8-12-15. If you think you've invented something or someone you know has claimed to invent something, let us know, please. 8-12-15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
There's some outrageous Austin Powers-sized claims to inventions, in these texts this morning. Ridiculous. I invented the curvature on the letter R, says Keith. Not entirely sure that's true. I like this one a lot. Tony in Leicester says, I actually invented trick-or-treat in this country. Too much detail to go into. I don't want to bore you with it. Too much detail. Matt, what's caught your eye?
Lee says, in the late 90s, as a lazy teenager, I often lamented not having teenage-sized baby grows to lounge around in at home. This stayed with me, and I discussed this gap in the market whenever relevant. Someone must have taken notes, because years later, everyone was wearing onesies.
Yeah.
Someone Lee must have taken notes.
They invented the onesie.
Someone must have taken notes.
Someone must have done.
What he was talking about in the pub, and someone went, I've got a great idea. Wow, quite incredible. Well, Lee, congratulations on your invention. It's quite a big deal these days. 8-12-15 to get involved with this. Let us know.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here, and for Dave Berry, the biggest night of UK comedy is back. I'm talking about Absolute Radio Live. It's at the London Palladium. It returns this November. We've been doing this for ages and ages now, haven't
always
we?
Always a high point of the year, this.
Always a really, really good lineup. It's happening on Sunday, the 27th of November, and we're hosted by Frank Skinner. There's a brilliant lineup for stand-ups, which we shall be revealing very soon. It's all about raising money for the Teenage Cancer Trust, a charity we work with quite a lot here at Absolute Radio, a brilliant, brilliant charity. If you've never been before, it's an incredible night, obviously in an incredible setting with some really great comedians. Tickets are on sale right now. You want to get yours because it always sells out really quickly every single year. So go and grab them right now at absoluteradio.co.uk/tickets. And moving on from one bit of great comedy to another bit of great comedy.
Let's not get carried away.
Okay.
But it's big news on the socials. The big story of the week is, obviously, we talked about it earlier on in the week. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, Ben.
Oh, I'm aware.
It's the Shetland pony, the mayor of Cockington, who was banned from a local pub. They had to close down the pen because someone said they didn't have planning permission for the pen. And so this Shetland pony had to leave the pub. But his owners are saying he will stay on as mayor because he really is the mayor. There are pictures of him in his proper mayor clothing with the big chain around his neck.
Chain around his neck?
Yeah. Patrick the Pony is the mayor of Cockington.
You got a picture in front of you right now?
I've got a little picture of it, yeah.
I'll come around.
I'll make it bigger for you. There you go. There he is.
Yeah. Oh my god.
And he's like a sort of a therapy horse as well for local elderly people. So he provides this great service, and these horrible people that complained about the pen in the pub, but his owners are saying he is not going anywhere in terms of the mayor. He is staying on the council. The owners say if he had a vote, all of Torbay would vote for him to stay. So we're not. He will still stay on the town council of Cockington, and he will not leave his position as mayor. That's the big news.
Good news, that. Thank you. I think we should put that in his bulletin at 10.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Morning, you're listening to the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Barrell here, and for Dave Berry, Matt Dyson, I am genuinely really excited about this. We have a new presenter here at Absolute Radio. Thankfully, it's not someone young that I'm going to have to crush, right, as soon as they dare to come even close to my show.
That's
right?
What you do with all the new
I know. Things, crush them all, I say.
Yeah, yeah. See them off.
Yeah, this, thankfully, is someone who is not usually a radio presenter, but usually yes. The frontman for one of my favourite bands, Franz Ferdinand. Alex Kapranos from Franz Ferdinand
Such
has joined Absolute
signing,
Radio.
What an appointment.
I embarrassed myself a little bit the other day, I think, because they were in this studio rehearsing and I was in the little news booth, the booth of truth next door, and I waved through the window, not once in the hour, but twice.
Oh, constantly waving.
Every time I caught his eye, I was
Alex
just waving.
Was like, who's that guy next door?
He wasn't like that, mate. He wasn't. Excuse me, he wasn't like that.
So unprofessional.
How dare you? He followed me on Twitter.
But right, you're
so,
friends
no,
now.
We're basically best friends. Wow. Left me a voice note the other day. I don't want to talk about it, but. I will be messaging him over the weekend at 3 in the morning. He'll ask me out for dinner. I don't want to talk about it. Point being, though, he's got his own show Sunday night from 10, and the playlist looks amazing. He's playing the Velvet Underground, the Smiths, Johnny Marr. He's going to be interviewing Johnny Marr on this series as well. He's playing The Temptations and Chic, too.
Oh, yes, of course. Yeah, nice.
It's going to be really exciting. Sunday night from 10. Make sure you are here for some great music and some great conversation. It's the Alex Kapranos Show Sunday night from 10 on Absolute Radio.
With Ben waving in the background.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here looking after things for Dave. We are, of course, one breakfast show with 9 playlists. Why not download the free Absolute Radio app right now so you can flick around our plethora of stations and you can pick the music you want to hear during the show. If you're on Absolute 80s, you've got Owen Paul and My Favourite Waste of Time to play soon. On Absolute Radio 70s, I'll be getting on Smokey Robinson and Tears of a Clown, a banger. On Absolute Classic Rock, we are going to play Jesus, He Knows Me by Genesis. On Absolute Radio Country, it's Jimmy Allen, Down Home. And on Absolute Radio 10, it's Forever by Haim. So go on, download the free Absolute Radio app right now and pick whichever station you want and join in the breakfast show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Well, there ends another edition of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Ben Burrell. What a show it's been, Matt. I mean, your social ammo extra alone, I thought was pretty incredible.
Well, you know.
That photo, I feel like it's been burned into my eyes.
Yes, well, I mean, it's the big story. I'll bring you updates as and when we get them. We're first on Pony Mare News.
Yeah, when you want pony news about Pony Mare News, then come to the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show, like I always say. Let's name the podcast of today's show before we finish it. Quite a few options here. He's Well Turned Out, A Handsome Man.
Yes.
You said that, didn't you?
Yes, about Emma's
husband. Just like Matty.
It is just like Matty. Yeah. Who are you describing, sorry, say again?
It's Stefan, Emma's husband. Yes, yeah, yeah.
Matt has
I
some
stand
sort
by
of,
those comments.
Matt has some sort of unusual attraction to him, considering Emma is married to him. Nothing unusual, but yeah, I just maybe inappropriate because she is married to him.
Yes, well, possibly, yes. Yeah.
What's he got that I haven't is my question, but we'll move on. He's Not Obscure was uttered during Five Celebrities, £5. Two mentions of Stretch Armstrong.
Yes, what are the chances of that? That's
I know.
Weird, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't think we mentioned him at all.
Twice.
Yeah, lovely to have it though. Phil, Cantona, Beckham, then the world was uttered when we were talking about.
Collars up.
Yeah, collars
Phil
up.
Phil in like Mecklesham, I think he was from. He invented it.
Yeah. We talked about inventions on the show this morning. Or how about Give Our Love to Baz's Long Arms? Also part of that texting conversation.
Oh, yes. Yes. He invented the selfie. I think it has to be Baz.
Baz?
It's a lovely image of Baz and his long arms inventing the selfie.
Very true. Just like Stretch Armstrong. Third mention of Stretch in the show today.
Ding, ding, ding.
Give Our Love to Baz's Arms is what the podcast will be called, and you can get it very, very soon. Why not listen to it via our free app? We are back Monday morning from 6. We'll see you then.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.